For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests on last week's Cultural Baggage Show was Gatewood Galbraith, a perennial politician who's done quite well in the state of Kentucky and author of the new book, Last Free Man in America.
When I was 24 years old and a milkman in 1971, when I decided I wasn't going to take any more of it and I was going to die at an early age or end up in prison, so I decided I was going to go to college and become an attorney and become governor of Kentucky and change marijuana laws. And I'm just sick and tired of Kentucky being poor and the United States getting poorer all the time because of the extraordinary influence of out-of-country dollars coming in here and setting policy in the United States. I think today the big battles between the natural cycle and the synthetic cycle, and the synthetic pipe cycle are the non-breathing, non-living corporate entities who last forever and who are represented by the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, industrial, transnational, corporate, fascist, elite SOBs as against the people and the environment and the natural cycle and the human beings for whom the process of government of the United States was such a revolutionary benefit.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. Does the United States government import drugs into our black communities? To many people, the idea is monstrous, unthinkable. But there is credible evidence that it does, and there are many people who believe it. I don't know for sure, but the idea is far from unthinkable. The American government has tremendous power and a long history of reluctance to use that power for the benefit of black people. The country that saved Europe from the Nazis was impotent to help Rwanda, does nothing in Sudan, and sat on its hands for nearly a week before sending aid to Louisiana. The government that subsidizes its vital industries to promote domestic stability, like agribusiness, automobile manufacturing, and airlines, including tens of billions of dollars to compensate for the four planes lost on 9/11, is powerless to alleviate the poverty of the inner cities. I don't know for sure that the government is bringing drugs into the black communities, but I do know that it is not bringing industry to the black communities, where good jobs that pay a decent living wage would pay the dividend of reducing crime, drug abuse, and death. And if investing tax dollars in helping black Americans is too unthinkable, then I say just end drug prohibition that creates the crime and the violence in our communities, and get out of our way. We can lift ourselves up. We've done it before in spite of Jim Crow, and we can certainly do it again. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Please visit our website, drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.